Right, you are, Sonia. Would you send in the next patient, please?
This way, Mr. Weatherskill.
Thank you. Ah, Mr. Weatherskill, come in 5 guineas. Sit down 10 guineas. How are you, 15 guineas?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, you may be physically very well, but obviously you've got some sort of a problem. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come to see me.
Yes, true enough. Yes.
Good. Well, I'd like you to be very open, very frank with me. Treat me as if I was your eldest friend.
Yes. Well, in that case, I'll get straight down to it. I've been married for 7 years.
7 years, really? Oh, dear. Yes, it's a terribly dangerous period, isn't it?
Yes.
7 years.
Yes.
Did you see that wonderful motion picture? What was it called? The 7-year marriage bug, was it?
7-year itch?
7-year itch. What
yes.
wonderful entertainment
oh,
it was
yes,
about
yes.
a basically very tragic subject.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Basically
yes.
very tragic,
basically
but most very. Amusing.
Yes.
Yes.
yes, I loved it, in all honesty.
Good.
Well, this is the thing, you see, I've been married for 7 years.
Yes.
And I've got a wife and two lovely children.
A wife and two lovely children. Do you mind if I take notes during the
not at all,
conversation?
Please.
It'd be
yes.
great aid to me. Wife and two lovely children.
Children,
yes.
yes. The thing is, for the last 4 years, I've been having an affair with my secretary, Jane.
You've been having an affair for 4 years with your secretary, Jane, and you're married to this woman...
Mary.
You're married to this woman, Mary, and you've
yes.
been having an affair with Jane. Yes, I understand.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you see, she's a very attractive girl, my secretary.
Jane.
Very attractive. Yes.
Very attractive girl.
In fact, I've got a photograph of her.
Have
yeah.
you got a photograph? Yes. I'd love to see that, if you have it. Oh, my goodness me. Yes, she's a very attractive
yes.
girl, Jane.
Yes.
yes. I can understand any able-bodied man having an affair with this. Yes. she's a delicious piece of crumpet, I think
yes.
the modern
yes.
slang is. Superbly well proportioned. Yes.
yes. But the thing is, you see, what is
yes.
difficult to explain is that my wife is well, equally as attractive, and I'm head over heels in love with her.
With your wife, yes.
Yes. And this is the awful thing, you see.
I wonder if you have a photograph of your wife I could see. Would that be possible?
You want to see a photograph of my
I'd
wife?
I'd love to see a picture of your wife, yes.
Well, if it's absolutely necessary.
Yes, well, it would help me a great deal to see a picture of your wife and compare it.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Are.
I see. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And this is your secretary,
that's,
Jane.
That's my secretary, Jane.
And this is your wife, Mary. yes. This one is Jane,
yes.
and this one is your wife. Mr. Weatherskill, I couldn't help noticing that when I showed you the picture of your wife, Mary, you emitted what can only be described as a spontaneous scream.
Yes, you see, this is the awful thing, that every time I see my wife, I scream. I don't know what it is. It's something that just gets
something
over me.
Involuntary. You scream
yes.
whenever you see your wife.
Yes.
And this, I imagine, to a certain extent, is undermining the marriage relationship.
To a large extent, I mean, I can only say things to her from another room, you see. Really?
Yes, this is stopping you getting terribly close, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And you want to bring this affair with your secretary, Jane, to an end and get on to a firm marital basis with your wife, Mary. This
yes, I wish you wouldn't do that.
I'm sorry, I'll keep her to myself in
yes.
future. Right, well, I don't see why this shouldn't be done. One method, of course, would be deep psychoanalysis, delving deep into your past to discover the subconscious reasons why you scream when you see your wife.
Yes.
For example, it might be possible that when you were a child in a pram, a thrush may have popped into the pram and pecked you on the cheek, causing you to scream. And you might subconsciously associate the thrush with your wife, Mary. Has she
yes.
got a very long nose?
No, it's not very sharp. She hasn't any feathers, doesn't eat worms.
No.
Sort of thing.
It was purely an example,
oh,
Mr.
Yes,
Weatherskill. But this is a very lengthy process, 75 guineas. So I would suggest a somewhat more radical way of rooting this problem out. And in particular, I would suggest a course of aversion therapy.
Aversion therapy?
Aversion therapy.
What does that entail?
Well, it entails this. It's a process which I pioneered myself in the United States of America with great success. I had particular success with a famous cowboy film star. Do you remember him, Roy Mix?
Oh, yes, yes.
Roy
what
Mix.
What a performer.
He was in a terrible state, you see, because he had a wife and two lovely children like yourself. But unfortunately, on the set, he had become infatuated with his horse, Trigger.
Yes.
He'd become madly infatuated with his horse. It was a magnificent animal.
A wonderful beast.
A magnificent animal,
yes.
And he was living in the stables with Trigger.
Yes.
And he came to me wanting to get back to his wife, but unable to because of this infatuation. And I prescribed a course of aversion therapy. And the method was this. I flashed up a picture of his horse, Trigger, on the screen, and then I hit him round the head with a cricket bat. And then I flashed up a picture of his wife on the screen and gave him some strawberry yogurt.
Ah.
To which Tom, like so many of the Hollywood greats, was addicted.
Yes.
And very rapidly he began to associate pain with his horse, Trigger.
The cricket bat, yes.
The cricket bat, precisely. Yes. And pleasure with his wife.
Strawberry yogurt.
Yes. Yes. And very soon he went right off his horse and back onto his wife. The only trouble was he'd rather marred his screen career because the public weren't quite ready for the sight of Roy Mix careering round the prairie on his wife's shoulders, you see. Made it a little tricky for him, but I think a happy marriage is worth so much more than all the glitter and gloss and tinsel of show business.
Oh, certainly, yes.
We just turn the chair round like that, you see, and then I'll feed these two pictures of your wife and your secretary into the slide machine. And now, all I'm going to do here, don't be alarmed, is to plug you in.
Yes.
There you are, nicely plugged in. Now, let me explain.
Yes.
When I flash a picture of your secretary up on the screen, you will sensate, or rather feel, I use the word sensate advisedly wrongly indeed, you'll feel a mild electric shock. Nothing fatal, but nevertheless, it seems to amuse you.
It does, yes.
A mild electric shock. And you will begin to associate pain with your secretary, Jane. In fact, I'd like you to say the words, pain, Jane.
Pain with Jane on the main, mainly.
Precisely, yes. Completely wrong. Yes. Well, are you ready for a picture? Are you ready for a picture of your secretary? Here comes your secretary. And come along, Jane. There we are. And...
Ah! Oh!
That's right. Pain with Jane. Pain with Jane. And here comes Jane again.
Ah!
Oh! Ah! Right. Yes, right. I think that's... probably enough of Jane.
Yes.
Now I'd like to put up a few pictures of your wife Mary on the screen, and I'd like you to associate her with pleasure. And I was wondering if any of these particular comestibles appeal to you, the sort of chalk ices and lollies and things like that.
I'm very partial to Turkish delight.
Turkish delight, right. Whenever I flash a picture of your wife up on the screen, I'll give you a little bit of Turkish delight as a reward. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here comes your wife up on the screen. Think of the pleasure as your wife comes up on the screen and nudge into that lovely Turkish delight. And now here comes Jane again. Pain, pain, pain with Jane. And now here comes Mary again, your lovely wife, Mary. And tuck into that lovely Turkish delight. Oh, what pleasure, 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 pleasure. Well, I think there's probably enough treatment for the first week. I think after about 6 weeks, you should be well on the way to a cure. It's delicious, isn't it?
It's delicious. But isn't the point... The point is...
The point is that you're spluttering, Mr. Redfield.
It's got so much powder on it.
Yes.
When I start screaming at my secretary...
It may mean that you'll start screaming at your secretary, but I don't think that really matters. I mean, that's what secretaries are there for. Sonia! If you'd fix up an appointment for Mr. Weatherskill at the same time next week, would you do that? Thank you very much. Very nice to meet you. I'm so glad the treatment has gone so well, and that'll be 175 guineas. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Ah, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. It really is very good. One could become addicted to this stuff, you know.